You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The very brief recap of the politics of this economic crisis is that the major indices and the algorithms that drive them took great heart today from indications that Congress and the White House have come to terms on a $1 trillion-plus economic rescue package. Rescue is probably a better word than stimulus, just as a random observation, because industry by industry indications are that there's not much activity left to stimulate. Restaurants and hospitality, moms and pops throughout this economy, big companies too, like airlines. So let us talk trade as a way into our news today, because with airlines all but shutting down, air freight is getting oh so much more expensive. Commercial airlines are trying to meet the demand, but that transformation from passengers to packages is not as simple as you might think. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore starts us off.
The price increases for air freight internationally are insane.
Along the London to US lanes, 128%, and along the Frankfurt to US lane, 109% increase over the last week.
Peter Stallion is a freight derivatives broker at FIS.
The prices have surged because the capacity available on passenger airlines is no longer running.
On a lot of international flights, passenger jets are also carrying cargo. Usually 80% of transatlantic cargo travels this way. Those passenger flights have evaporated. At the same time, demand has ramped up, for example, for medical supplies.
So we sort of have this perfect storm.
Neil Jones-Shaw is executive vice president for Flexport, an industrial shipping company. He says passenger airlines are taking advantage of surging cargo prices and adapting.
Most of the major airlines around the globe, they're all offering what they call mini freighters.
Loading up passenger planes with cargo. It is not an easy thing to do physically or economically. Samuel Engel is senior vice president at ICF.
Air freight is directional.
There's a lot more air freight that comes into the U.S. from China, for example, than the other way around.
So what you're asking is to use half of the plane, largely in one direction, to cover the costs or profit that would have been covered by the whole plane in both directions. That's a tall ask.
For now, prices are high enough for that to work. For now. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
The defining image, mental or actual, of this crisis so far, the healthcare crisis, to be clear here, is that of doctors and nurses and other first responders having to reuse their masks and the rest of their personal protective equipment. So American manufacturers, big and small, have been turning their factories and facilities to that task. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has that one.
Last week, Kathleen Argiro got a request from a local hospital in New York City. She's a professor at the Fashion Institute of Technology and the chief product officer at Altris, a small company that makes dresses. The hospital wanted to know, could Altris make surgical masks?
The masks themselves are actually pretty easy to make, especially for an experienced sewer. They're really quite simple.
And the company is making 1,000 of them this week. Thing is, the Altris team usually works together. One person cuts, another sews, but since they're working from home,
every sewer is doing every part of the process, so that is a huge challenge. It's just the logistics of having to sew in this way is not efficient at all.
Also, Altris, like Hanes and other apparel companies, is making surgical masks, which are not the ideal protection for doctors and nurses treating COVID patients. They often need heavier duty masks, N95s, which are in very short supply right now and are harder to make. Yogesh Behel at Alex Partners says you need special material, a type of polypropylene, and
one of the key things is you need the machines to actually make them, and one of the machines it required that can actually take polypropylene and convert it into the mask.
Those machines are also in high demand. The companies that make N95s, like 3M and Honeywell, are ramping up production. It's not clear whether they'll be able to meet the need. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.